Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. To Die for the People is a collection of writings and speeches by Huey P. Newton, the co-founder and chief theoretician of the Black Panther Party, published in various editions over time. It brings together primary texts that show how Newton developed his political thought in the context of Black freedom struggles, police violence, community self-defense, and broader revolutionary politics. The book is not a conventional memoir or a single sustained argument. Instead, it works as a historical document that lets readers follow Newton as he connects local organizing in Oakland to larger questions of racial justice, class power, and international liberation. Its value comes from both its historical specificity and its continuing relevance to debates about activism, state power, and grassroots political education. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a primary source record of Black Panther political thought. The book is especially important because it presents Newton in his own words rather than through later summaries. That matters in a field where the Black Panther Party is often reduced to slogans, images, or simplified controversy. By collecting speeches and essays, the volume shows how Newton reasoned about political struggle, how he defined the role of the party, and how he tried to turn theory into practice. Readers see an organizer and theorist thinking through immediate problems rather than a detached commentator explaining events after the fact. This makes the book useful as historical evidence. It captures the language, priorities, and assumptions of a movement from within. It also clarifies that Newton was not only a symbolic radical figure, but an engaged political thinker trying to articulate an organized response to racial oppression. The book therefore functions as both intellectual history and movement archive. Secondly, community self-defense and the politics of police confrontation. A central dimension of Newton's writing is the relationship between Black communities and the police. The Black Panther Party became known for armed self-defense, and this book helps explain why that position emerged in the first place. Newton writes from a context shaped by surveillance harassment and violent encounters with law enforcement. So his arguments are rooted in lived conditions rather than abstract ideology. The collection helps readers understand self-defense not as an isolated tactic, but as part of a broader strategy for asserting dignity, autonomy, and political agency in an environment of racial domination. It also shows why policing became such a defining issue. For the Panthers, the state was not neutral in Newton's analysis, but was often experienced as an instrument of control. For modern readers, this section of the book's thinking remains useful because it connects public order, constitutional rights, and racial inequality in a way that still frames contemporary debates about policing. Thirdly, revolutionary theory grounded in practical organizing. One of the book's most distinctive features is the gap it closes between abstract political theory and day-to-day organizing. Newton was widely read, and the writings collected here reflect serious engagement with philosophy, Marxist ideas, and revolutionary politics, but he consistently ties those ideas to practical questions. How should people organize? What institutions shape everyday life? How can political education lead to collective action? These are not theoretical exercises for him. They are organizing problems. The book shows an effort to translate analysis into programs, discipline, and public strategy. That makes it useful for readers interested in how movements build coherence rather than simply express anger. Newton's method is notable because it insists that theory should help people understand material conditions and then act on that understanding. In that sense, the collection offers a case study in movement intellectual work, where ideas are tested against political reality and revised through struggle. Fourthly, international solidarity and the wider frame of liberation. Although the Black Panther Party is often discussed mainly in relation to U.S. civil rights, this book shows that Newton thought in a broader international frame. The collection includes reflections that connect Black liberation to global anti-colonial and anti-imperialist struggles, placing the conditions of Black Americans within a larger map of power. This matters because it reveals that Newton did not treat racial justice as an isolated domestic issue. He linked it to systems of exploitation, colonial history, and worldwide resistance movements. That perspective helps explain why the Black Panthers built alliances and why their rhetoric often referenced peoples beyond the United States. For readers, this global dimension expands the meaning of the book. It is not only about one organization in one city, but about how local oppression can be understood through world politics. It also makes the collection relevant to comparative studies of liberation movements, since it shows how a U.S. Black radical tradition drew strength from international solidarity and shared political language. Lastly, why the book still matters as historical evidence and civic memory. To Die for the People stands out because it does more than preserve speeches from a famous activist. It helps recover a political tradition that is often flattened in public memory. Newton's reputation has long been filtered through media portrayals, controversy, and simplified cultural references, so the book offers a corrective by restoring depth and context. Readers can see how a movement figure discussed education, community control, rights, and political consciousness in a sustained way. That makes the volume valuable not only to historians, but also to students of social movements, public policy, and Black intellectual history. Its enduring relevance lies in the fact that many of the issues Newton addressed remain unresolved: policing, inequality, political repression, and the struggle to build durable grassroots institutions. The book therefore functions as a reminder that historical movements produced serious thought, not just confrontation. It gives readers a chance to engage that thought directly and critically. In conclusion, To Die for the People should be read by anyone interested in the Black Panther Party, Black political thought, social movement history, and the relationship between theory and organizing. It is especially valuable for students, researchers, and readers who want access to primary source material rather than later interpretation alone. The book offers practical intellectual benefits because it shows how a movement leader framed strategy, analyzed institutions, and connected local struggle to broader political systems. It can also help readers understand why questions of police power, community defense, and racial justice became central to Black radical politics in the late 1960s and early 1970s. What distinguishes this book from many other works in the same area is its directness. It is not mainly a biography or retrospective history, but a collection of Newton's own words, which preserves the logic of the movement from inside it. That makes it both a historical record and a tool for serious study. Readers looking for context, depth, and firsthand political argument will find it especially useful. If you would like to support Huey Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.